Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Christopher Hull Show here on the Neil Haley Show as well. I'm excited to welcome to the program Nobel Prize nominated doctor and also best-selling author, Dr. Christopher Hull. Dr. Hull, how are you? And you're excited about our guest, aren't you?
Wow, I'm doing great, Neil. How are you? I'm very excited about our guest today.
All right, so introduce our guest.
Well, no problem. Well, you know, this individual is an actress of film, television, humanitarian. We know her probably most from the Star Trek Deep Space Nine episode. And wow, so I'm very excited to welcome to the show Chase Madison. Welcome to the show, Chase.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. It's good to be with you guys.
Hey, fantastic. So we want to just jump in specifically right into Chris's first question.
Oh, no problem. You know, and so we have a lot to talk about, but just quickly, you know, Chase, tell us a little bit about kind of where you're from and how you got into acting.
Thank you so much. Well, my mom was a theater director, so I grew up in this business. I've been acting since I was 5 years old, and it's wonderful to still be doing the work and fantastic projects like The Baby Pact.
Absolutely. So talk about specifically enough. Was acting something you want to do your whole life? Is it something just you really were passionate about wanting to do, or you had other ideas at first?
You know, it's all I ever did, and it's all I ever wanted to do for various reasons. But, you know, when people tell me, you know, they're thinking of getting into the business, I always go back to that. Unless it's something deep and just biting at your soul that you have to do this, then don't. But if it's something that you just can't restrain yourself from, then do it with all your heart. And that's what I've always done. And it is a good long run, still cooking. I love working with teams like the team on The Baby Pact. That's part of the joy of this business. Matt Berman has led a really fun, engaged, talented group of actors. And that's a huge part of the joy of this. It's more than just being out there, seeing your face on camera. It's really about the family feeling and the messages that we get to spread as actors. And that's what I find in this project. That's what drew me to it.
All right, fantastic. Go ahead, Chris, next question.
Wow, that's just so incredible. You know, the whole Star Trek, series was incredible, but Deep Space Nine was trailblazing. You know, the different types of actors they had on, diversity involved. And you were part of that, Chase. Now, tell us about that. You just being in the scene that time with the Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine was an incredible experience, and it was also one that I strategized purposely as a career move. I had a friend who had been on Star Trek, and I thought, wow, what an incredible legacy that must be to have that kind of body of work, of important work, of well-loved storytelling, and also that fan base. And that's actually how I met Matt Berman and why I'm here today. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Star Trek is something that will be part of our history and our lives, you know, our careers for the rest of our lives. And so that's a wonderful feeling.
So you were talking strategizing. What were you trying to transition when you strategized for that opportunity?
Well, you know, you can actually try to point your career in one way or another. If you want to do daytime television, you meet those casting directors. If you want to work for the next 30 years, you strategize Star Trek. And that kind of thing is important to keep in mind, that this fan base is so lovely and passionate. They're always asking, what can I see you in next? We're always getting opportunities for press, and the career is just able to grow. And how many actors get that? Not that many. It's wonderful to be part of this legacy.
Absolutely. All right, Chris, next question.
Oh, no problem. And just kind of backing up, you know, you studied the University of Texas, Austin. Tell us, what you studied there contributed all, I mean, to your career?
Hey, the last part, that led to my career?
Oh, no, just what you studied there in college at UT Austin has led to your career?
Well, I think I got that question. I majored in acting, and that was an incredible experience because let's take The Baby Pact, for instance. When you're on set, you need to know your stuff in a way that a lot of people who don't have those chops can't access. It's important to have, for instance, a theater background, which most of us on The Baby Pact do, so that we can work quickly, so that we can know, understand Matt Berman and his shorthand when he says, I need you to feel this more deeply, or right. I just need you to tighten this up. And that's like a muscle that you go back to, that you rely on, and you go, got it, I could do that right now. And so working with actors such as Gail O'Grady, who's got so many chops from, you know, an incredible career on television. Connor Trinneer has a wonderful television career. Hayley Duff she's a wonderful actress and is such a natural, lovely presence. So much love in that girl, and that translates to the screen. Same Heather McComb, and obviously Quentin Aaron. All of these actors have such a skill, really. Yeah. And if I may go on, The Big Act has, like, it has both comedy and drama in a way that really helps the story take root in our hearts. You know, exactly. When you can make someone laugh, you can make them cry. Yeah. And that's what The Baby Pack does.
Yeah, I've interviewed Quentin. He's a really great guy. And his story is amazing. And when you think about specifically Enough, this movie, what do you hope that the audience gets from it?
One of Matt Berman's primary messages in this movie is that with family, the door is never really closed. And knowing Matt as I do, that's an important message in his heart and in this story that drives us all to know that families are not easy, mm-hmm. but they're important. And so it's worth taking the time and the love and digging deep and taking a risk and doing everything we can to repair and to support relationships with people we love. And I guess I think that relates to blood family, and I also believe that relates to found family. But what he says is, with family, the door is never closed.
That's such an important thing, Chris. Next question.
No problem. I mean, and everything she's done in film, in television, also in the audio drama series, Vienna. You know, he's like I said, it's almost like a humanitarian effort to bring people together, to let people know, hey, that we can have fun while we do things. Comment on that, Chase. What do you think about that? What's your theme, overarching theme?
My overarching theme?
Yes.
I would say my overarching theme is just keep going, because you can make life better. There is such there's such a lot of people that have depression and anxiety and that are ready to throw in the towel in one way or another. And whether that means a permanent decision, which is just pain, awful, or whether it's a decision to just, you know, lie in bed for an extra 3 hours, or no, get up and go, get up and make things happen. I have brought my life back from the types of struggle and challenge and frankly darkness that I never thought I could. And what I want to let people know is that they can too.
Yes.
And really the secret to that, whether it's in your career, certainly we know this as an actor, or whether it's just in your life, that if you just keep doing the next right thing and you act with love and integrity, then your life will get better and you can do things that you never thought were possible. And I found that. And that's the sort of resilience that I think we need and this country needs, just to really stay true to our own core values, and things will get better.
Now, tell us where people can see The Baby Pact. When is it coming out?
Thank you so much. It's on, it's available on demand and on video everywhere on June 14th. So video on demand and on demand. You can find it pretty much anywhere movies are streaming. It's very exciting to see this movie. I just want to say this movie is a follow-up to The Wedding Pact. And The Wedding Pact showed us Happily Ever After, which is a wonderful theme, of course. The Baby Pact shows us what happens when Happily Ever After doesn't quite go right, which I think is something we can all relate to. So we see this set of challenges and we see people working through them. And it's a wonderfully relatable movie that will make you laugh and cry. June 14th, on demand and video on demand everywhere.
All right, Chris, go ahead and summarize Chase for us.
Well, no problem. I mean, she made some great points. You know, she talked about mental health and how important that is for us to address that as, you know, as humanitarians like herself, as a physician as myself. She mentioned core values, get back to our core values, okay? And pretty much just believe in family and work hard. So, wow, it was just great having her here on the show today.
Thanks again, Chase. We appreciate working with all you, social media-wise, for all the Trekkie fans of yours out there.
Thank you so much. I am at Chase Masterson on Twitter and Facebook. I'm It's Chase Masterson on Instagram, and you can follow the charity that I founded, at Superhero IRL, on every platform.
All right.
So thank you. Sure. And you can find the Baby Pact at WPTheBabyPact.com.
Well, thanks again. I appreciate you coming on the show.
May I say that again? It's WP. Sorry, you can find the Baby Pact at WP2TheBabyPact.com.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming by. We appreciate it. And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Wonderful talking with you guys.
Christopher Hall Show here on The Neil Haley Show. Take care, guys.